just a few fellas on a podcast, ripping in the pitching jokes and sharing some laughs. Rob Ryan, the drug, Jerry Bernstein. Ooh, they want to know if it's something, if it's anything.
Often featuring Lady Corbin.
Good morning, Jarrett.
Good morning, Kristen. How you doing?
I'm surprised to be seeing you so soon this week.
I'm surprised to be seeing you also.
I'm a morning person too, so I apologize to everybody that.
That's okay.
I get angrier as the day goes on.
I'm not a morning person, but I get up. My body just naturally gets me up so early these days that by the time 8 a.m. rolls around, that's like my afternoon. So I seem like a morning person because I'm chipper at 8, but it's just because I've been up since 5.
That is such an old man thing to say. Yeah. I'm not a morning person. My body just wakes me up at 3.
Yeah. It's weird, man. And it's weird. And this is actually, it's like karmic punishment because I was just telling Kirsten like a couple of years ago that no human who doesn't have a kid should go to bed before 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, it doesn't make any sense. It's bananas. And then God was like, I curse you to be the thing you just said.
9 o'clock is a great bedtime. I try to push Molly early and she's like, can we watch TV in there? I was like, I don't know. We're compromised. I don't care what you do in there. I like to be laying down at night because then I can pass out to whatever she's watching at like 9:15.
What is her name?
Molly. Like the drug. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she keeps me up all night long.
That's what I was thinking. Because when you said I like to push Molly till 1 a.m., I was like, all right, nice. Fucking let's go, Kristen.
That's one way to live your life.
If I took Molly to 1 a.m., we would have some problems.
And you're pushing it. Like that's not right. Just you took one little bit. Like, you keep on doing it.
My body is rejecting it, but I keep on pushing it in.
They're pushing a Molly.
We're shitting that Molly. Hey, it's Patrick.
Yeah, the one and only.
Ignore the haters and the imitators. Yeah, we got the real one.
Son of a bitch.
I was going to do my Brett Druck imitation. Hey, I'm Brett Druck. Look at my stupid face.
Sorry, I am ignoring
not
you.
Only one of me. What's happening?
Chaos.
I think the hooker's getting satisfied.
God damn it.
There's just a woman just like angrily like, I haven't gotten mine yet. And Rob's like, oh, God. Thank you. And then
she's got a nail like out of her pussy, but only just like an inch in.
Hello, excuse me. You gonna finish me off? I thought you were a gentleman.
The most popular prostitute in Vegas. She's the one-armed bandit.
What did you even pay me to be here for if you're not going to hammer that nail into my pussy?
Am I hissy now? I bet I'm hissy.
A little annoying,
there's
I would
an echo.
Say, but
there's an echo.
I'm Rob Ryan. I play poker. Look at my stupid face.
Well, I do say that.
You're a little too soft, audio-wise.
Am I? Fuck you just said to me?
That's what the hooker just said. That's why he hammered a nail into her vagina.
Well, if you're not going to have a hard dick, you might as well hammer this nail into me so I get something out of this.
I think there might be like a pistachio nut in my headphone jack because it won't go in all the way.
I use that excuse all the time.
The canned air will blow that pistachio nut right out of there.
You know, I think there's a pistachio nut stuck in your pussy. That's why I can't fuck you right now.
That's why
I
can't get all the way up there. There's something up.
I say, you hear about a pistachio nut in your vagina? Yeah, my boyfriend said that that's the reason why he can't fuck me. So,
And Jared, actually, you sound a little bit hot, I think.
Ooh, okay. I'll turn down.
Do I sound hot? What if I talk like this? Ooh, really I'm Jared. Hot. Look at my stupid face.
Now you sound real hot.
Hey, everybody. It's our 101st episode, so of course we had to have on Kristen Gee.
I have an idea. Why don't we just make this a two-parter? It's going to be a two. You know how the 100th episode's like, all right, this is that part one and two. This is part two.
Welcome to part two of episode 100.
I've been here the whole time just waiting.
I have a lot of jokes prepared for this, guys. I hope you're ready.
Yes.
All right, here's my next joke. You ready? Mm-hmm. I love that Kristen Key is here because I remember years ago when we were talking about like what guests we have on, like who we like and everything. I made the point that we should like have a regular panel of guests, but that we should space them out like so they're not like back to back. And Brett Druck was like, that's dumb. Fuck you, Jarrett. I hate you. I'm bringing Kristen Key back. Exact next episode.
Yeah. But you know what? Everybody went, man, it's been so long we had Kristen on. That was such a good episode. We were actually talking over each other because we were so excited, having so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's ruin that by making it too much.
It's like doing mushrooms, like the sixth weekend in a row, you know? It's like five was fun. Six was off. Something went wrong. Yeah.
Are you ready for my next joke about this?
Yes, yes.
Am I?
All right. I'm also upset that Kristen Key is here because I knew that we weren't going to have Leedy on this episode, and I was really hoping to make this joke. Wow, now that Leedy's not here, we can finally talk about Roe versus Wade.
Boo.
I like that joke. The joke is about how we would just be three guys talking about Roe versus Wade, but now we
need a woman. Yeah,
now we got a woman.
Yeah.
Well, weirdly enough, I was telling Rob this. I just got out of a relationship. I'm pretty beat up about it, so I'm looking for any positives that I can. And one of them is I have been not sexist for 11 months, and the relationship is over and I can make sexist jokes. I haven't even privately been texting Rob sexist jokes. I've just been totally free and clear of sexism. And then I got broken up with on the day Roe v. Wade happened. So I still can't be sexist. This is just total bull, you know?
Nobody was more upset about your breakup than Leedy. She's not even here today as a protest of your breakup.
All right.
Glad you guys all feel so comfortable around me that you can make all your sexist abortion jokes. Like,
I'm not making any sexist
Yay!
Jokes.
Yay!
I'm still an ally, goddammit. I'm still a Jared Perenstein, he, him.
I am not going to make those jokes because I am sensitive to the plight of women right now.
Mm.
But I want
it's just
to.
That you want to.
Yeah, okay. I want to real bad.
I love Kristen. Yay, I'm so easy to get along with. I make them so comfortable.
Kristen, it's been like five
I'm
days since we
gal.
Saw you. What's been going on? How you living?
Well, I'm great. I feel like I'm in the friend zone with three weird guys right now. But it's going well.
That's a weird way to just call us your friends.
That's all I heard. I heard friends. So like,
Like to sexualize
you are in the friend zone.
We'll see where this goes. I decided to eat a candy like right before I signed on. So I was like, it'll be gone by the time we start talking.
You had to eat a candy?
I did. It's a ginger candy. I call them a gingins. And so I had a gingin right before the show.
Oh, are you drinking coffee?
This is green tea.
Oh, so you're going to have a very settled
stomach.
It's
getting gayer by the second. I had a ginger candy with no sugar, and this is a green tea. I'm not wearing any pants.
It's actually Melissa Etheridge's green tea brand. So what was that music festival that like Diva Fest or something? It was like all women performers.
Lilith Fair?
Lilith Fair. Yeah, that's it. Am I getting that wrong? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Diva Fest is what you call Lilith Fair? I make fun of people that don't shave their armpits, which I shouldn't. And if you don't, it's a valid choice. We'll have a green tea and talk about it. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bought it at Lilith Fair.
One of my earliest ITA pitch jokes was about people who don't shave their, girls who don't shave their armpits. It went like this. I was like, you know, women, a lot of girls now aren't shaving their armpits. And I got to say, I am not for it. It's too hot. It's too sexy. And then I just talk about how it's like having another butt, like it's like having three cracks. It's like three more vagina. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to look at. There's like so much going on. Like a little
Rob doesn't know there's a
right
difference
now.
Between a butt and a vagina.
They're all the my same nephews had the same problem. They used to call it my big butt.
Wait, was your vagina bigger in comparison to your ass cheeks?
No, I think somebody at school had been like, girls don't have a penis. They just have a big butt. Like your butt just keeps going from the back all the way to the front.
I see.
So yeah. It's a
not a separate big butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God,
I thought you
what
just had
world
like
that would
crazy,
be.
Crazy fupa camel toe to the point where like, oh, that's her big butt.
Oh, I definitely have that. It is huge and overwhelming.
You were showing people like, check out how small my butthole is compared to my vagina hole. Look, let's compare. Look.
Not the holes, just the fat tissue. It's it's like the elephant man in my pants.
Getting hot here. Yeah.
You know, like, something I've never told you
sat
guys.
Sat on a balloon, but it never popped.
Well, thanks for joining us again, Kristen.
Wish I hadn't. Have you back. Sure wish I had. Okay. I could be having breakfast right now.
All right. So for the remainder of our 101st episode, it'll just be the three of us. Thank you for coming in for the intro, Kristen. hey, we made you so upset. Well, now we can talk about women's rights.
Oh,
do you have anything that you want to say about shitty, dumb men?
Go
just
for
vent. Get it off your...
I mean, so many things, but not you guys. I mean, I know that everybody, you three vote, and that's, me and Jared just talked about that on my podcast. It's basically what you say when you are about to explode. Vote! Because there's nothing else to say, yeah.
I will push back in that you just did an impression of all three of us where you called us dumb as being us. So you do think we're a little stupid.
No, my impression of you, I said, look at me, I'm Brett Druck. This is my stupid face. And I said, now I'll do Rob Ryan. Hey, I'm Rob Ryan. Look at my stupid face. And then I did Jet Berenstein. Where I was like, oh, I'm Jared. I'm so smart. Look at my stupid face.
It's just our faces. Okay.
No, she's not saying have stupid faces. She's saying that we look individually
at my stupid face.
All the time say, look at my stupid face.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Brett, you know how you're always being like, I'm playing poker. Look at my stupid face. Yeah. And Brett, you're like, I'm playing video games. Look at my stupid face. And I'm like, everyone should vote. Look at my stupid face.
Let's all have ginger candies. That was great.
You mean gingins?
Gingins. Melissa Etheridge's placenta gingins.
You know what? Calling them gingins.
Brought to you sounds, by women's rights.
It sounds like one of those Australian takes on words where they're like, can I turn this word into something that a toddler would call it? You know, because they're like, instead of documentary, they're like, how about docos? That's fun. Docos.
I went to Australia once and I remember it's like, you guys are making this up just for the tourists, right? Like, this is insane. I was like, here's my hotel. He's like, ah, yes, in the Bungi Bingi district. Like, that's not real. That's not real, right?
Yeah, I definitely felt that way until I watched Mr. In-Between, which highly recommend, super underrated. Nobody knows about this show. One of my favorite shows I've watched ever. Just so consistent, three seasons, fantastic. It's and it's an Australian show. It was on FX, but man, just everything that there was so much of that vernacular that's in the show, and I was like, oh, it's real.
Yep, Bungi Bingi root.
It's in the Big Butt District.
So, Rob, I want to hear this. You have posted on the social media that you are in Vegas.
Oh, yes.
And perhaps playing in a poker competition?
I've been playing in several poker tournaments this trip. I rarely play poker tournaments when I'm here. They're very time consuming, and I just like playing cash. I don't get the opportunity to play a lot of like poker cash. But because this is the WSOP, because this is the World Series, and I was just doing a lot of math earlier, I was thinking about, well, I don't have to get into the math. That's less fun for podcasting. So
it's never stopped you before, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, this is such growth from you. This is so
Wait, you're
impressive.
Not going to get into the
Brett
math?
And I were on the phone earlier. Okay? Just like, all right, well, Rob's going to talk about math on the episode today. He's never going to change. He'll never learn. I was like, come on, Brett, give him room.
It never makes it to the final cut of the episode. I watch. Jared always edits it out.
Not so. I turn him into Patreon episodes.
Oh, goody, Patreon. Yeah. Math.
No, every time I watch an episode, I'm always like, oh my God, that reminds me of this. Well, that was it, guys. Have a good night. And he's like, what just happened? Wait a minute. I'm gonna sworn.
At the $35 Patreon level, you get access to Rob's Detritus. Rob's Detritus, the most popular Patreon tier.
I have questions about Vegas poker tournament stuff. Ooh, yes. I know the World Series of Poker has a high buy-in. So do these tournaments grant you access to the World Series play?
The World Series is just that. It's a series of many, many, many tournaments.
It seems
so it's
up.
Almost like let me try and speak in terms you guys would understand. It's like a comedy festival where there's many shows. Yeah, maybe there might be like a main show with some of the bigger headliners, etc. But then there's also smaller shows and medium shows. So they all, you know, and it goes on for the whole like week or a couple weeks or months. And sometimes there's famous people and they're doing like the big money ones that you're like, oh my God, those are the rich poker players who are very good. And then there's all these other losers who are just like invited to kind of keep the thing funded.
But do the losers think they're going to make a main table, or is it just impossible for them to do it?
Unlike comedy, it's possible for them to do it.
I knew it. That's why people do this. There's got to be the intangible, like, you too could sit at the last table and win enough money to feed your family that you've lost all your money through gambling, but this time will be different.
Yes. So the main event is a $10,000 buy-in, and sometimes in years past it has gotten like over 8,000 entrants. So a lot of people have come by to play
that. Tax refund year, yeah.
Then there's also a lot of satellites, which I think is kind of maybe what you were referring to, Kristen, where like there's
sometimes... I can sell my satellite and use the money to... Nope.
NASA is at the table.
Poker people watching the stream like, shut up, Kristen, let him talk about poker.
I don't think anyone's ever said that.
Whatever that satellite we had in space, I lost it on the river. Oh, boy.
Geosynchronous?
Some ding dong with wraparound shades has a geosynchronous satellite now. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this, but I want it.
So there are some satellite tournaments where in which it's a low buy, and maybe it's like $100, or there's online tournaments, maybe it's like $10 sometimes. The only prize for the whole tournament is one person. If you win, you win a $10,000 like seat.
You gotta win the whole fucking thing.
Now there's a bunch of other events. There's even more expensive events for high rollers. There's like $100,000 buy-ins. There's like this $1 million buy-in thing.
Better get a satellite.
Then there's smaller ones. Like there's, you know, the ones, there's like daily tournaments three times a day. Because there's so many people, because there's so much interest, you can get some pretty significant like prize pools in a short daily tournament. So whereas like I might play a daily tournament and first prize might be, I don't know, maybe first place might be like $5,000, $6,000, something like that. Here, because there's so many people, it's going to only last one day, but first place might be like $20,000. So it's like a very different scenario. Go, oh shit, I would definitely do that.
How many 20Ks have you won?
None. I haven't even cashed any of them. Yeah. And I've lost every cash session I sat down to, too. So pretty rough trip poker-wise for me so far.
How are your nieces and nephews' college funds looking?
As big as their butts, I'll tell you that much.
So they're all girls. Wrap-around butts.
Wrap-around butts.
Rob is losing money to a bunch of alcoholic dads who can now get their children's love back, which is really nice.
That is great. Mm-hmm. Kids, there might be a Christmas this year.
Ooh. This is true though, and this was also a half joke I tried to work on. So I sat down, I got to play with my brother. You know, my brother lives here, he's a professional poker player. And I didn't know that, Kristen. So
no, I'm learning so much about you on this date that got crashed.
The date got ruined by Jared. It was just Kristen and I, and we were so happy we were on a date, and then Jared was like, hey guys, look at my stupid face. And I was like, your stupid face is great.
We should get Brett like in him.
Here. We should get Brett and his stupid face in here and do an episode.
Ruined our date.
So yeah, Kristen, my brother's been playing professionally for years now. I like the game. I got much better at it. And it's like a fun bonding experience. And I like getting good at things. That's like I think that would be my superpower. If you are my friend, I'm just going to get good at whatever you like. And then we can just do it together. So that way,
I like to masturbate.
I am going to get so good at that.
Then we can do it together.
I am
good
at that. We can do it together.
That's a solid. Tell me about a cash game, because I play Vegas sometimes. I've always been curious about them, because I'll hear about them, and I'm like, I don't know how to do that. So what would you take into a cash game? How does it? Yeah. Come to Vegas in December and teach me how to play. Teach me how to lose my money.
Absolutely, yeah. I would love to do that.
I always take $200 to either gamble or go to the outlet mall, and lately, the last like 6 years, I've just gone to the outlet mall because I'm tired of losing at craps.
I don't play any of the table games. I wouldn't like it.
Craps is amazing.
We played a little craps when we were in Atlantic City, Rob.
Jared was my first time. He popped my craps cherry.
Oh, that's great.
I had sex in his butt. Yeah. That's what that means.
Yeah. His my craps cherry was anal sex. That's my craps cherry.
So you like my stupid face.
Yesterday I sat down to a 2-5 game, and this guy, Matt Affleck, was there, who is a professional, very good poker player. He's like one of Jonathan
is
Little's
he related
like, poker coach guys.
To the Affleck duck?
I thought you were going to say he's a professional brother of Ben Affleck.
What were you going to say, Brett?
I'm not here.
My stupid face.
Sorry, guys.
Insert stupid what Kristen face. Was going to say and what Jarrett was going to say. He was a professional, and we played two whopping pots together. This guy is a like very good poker. He's a professional poker player. He's been on TV. No other sport could you be trying to play recreationally and then accidentally be playing professionals. Like, you'll never go to Washington Square Park trying to play a pickup game of basketball, and then you're like, uh-oh, it's the Miami Heat. Ah, damn it. Oh, no. But with poker, you could be playing against, like, you know, your heroes. Let's go. Let's go ahead, Brett.
Sorry, I see a hand up with the stupid face in the front.
Hey, I'm Brett. This is my stupid face. We got a first-time chat. Rob, you're going to love this.
Yes.
And this is Tina, the favorite, said, love playing poker.
Tina.
I know her. She's one of mine. Hi, Tina. Welcome.
Oh, hey. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's one of my longtime followers and big time Friday Live at Five faces and contributors. So,
ooh,
she's
thank you.
Called the fave for a reason.
Well, Tina, we love your.
She
right.
gave herself face. The nickname. Yes.
Gus Walsh. You guys know Gus?
Yeah,
of course.
So Gus is a big poker player as well. This is so funny to me. I watched this guy Brad Owen. He's a poker vlogger, and I'm watching, and then sure enough, Gus loses a big pot on Brad Owen's poker vlog to Brad, and it was like, this here's Gus, and Gus is like, hey. I texted him, I was like, hey, you're on Brad Owen's poker vlog.
That like, softens the blow a little bit if you're like, you lose a big hand. He's like, well, at least I'm doing the podcast. You know, I feel really good about that. It'd be good for my brand.
I was a guest. Mm. Hi, Tina.
Hey, how about that?
Okay, she got
welcome shot. To Is This Anything? These are our stupid faces.
Yes. Anyway, sorry, guys. Even though I keep telling him not to, Jarrett poked and prodded me to talk about something.
Did he poker and prod you?
He sure did. He pokered and
prodded me. Well, I didn't
me.
Want you to talk about I wanted to know. I wasn't like, Rob, tell all our guests about this. I was curious. I was like,
it's
you're playing
exciting.
This poker tournament.
That's true. That is true.
I think it's exciting because, I've never been to the World Series of Poker, but I've watched ESP. I've been hungover before. I mean, and you watch hours and hours of poker on TV. But yeah, I think it's exciting to have somebody like in the action.
Ninja warrior guy.
Mm. God, that's even better. Yeah. Rob, talk about your experience with Ninja Warrior.
I would love to do that. That'd be so, what a fun.
I'll do that with you, Rob. I'll train for
let's
that.
All looks do like this is the Patreon stupid face episode. Warrior. No, what would our Ninja Warrior? They always pick the weirdest names. I worked with a cruise ship saxophone player, and I was like, and he was like, I was on Ninja Warrior. I was like, what was your name? He was like, Cruise Ninja. Because he did cruise ships. I was like, oh, I'm a lesbian ninja, I guess.
Does it have to have ninja in it, or can it be anything?
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Everything has to be like climber ninja and the cruise ninja and yeah.
The ginger ninja.
Ginger ninja.
Brett, yeah, they all have stupid faces. That's why they wear the masks. That's how ninjas got started.
Oh, that's right. Definitely wasn't Kabuki Theater.
No, it's not Kabuki Theater.
Because
they all had stupid faces. They're like, look at my stupid face. I'm like, you should cover that. And then they did.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me put on my non-stupid face.
Hey, now that I can't see your stupid face, you can totally murder me and I wouldn't be able to stop you.
I like the idea that they use kabuki masks to kill people. Like, it's just like a smiley face and they're like, well, this guy's fine. Got a sword above your bed. You're like, he's having a good time.
You know we're gonna look out for it. The guy with the frowny face.
Not just ninja. We've got some other ones. One's called the Adonis, the Ageless Wonder, Animal Ninja, Aspiring Human, Axe Throwing Ninja, Babyface Ninja, Backyard Ninja, Bayou Ninja, Brick Ninja. I wonder what he does. Cowboy Ninja.
Right. Do you know what your Ninja Warrior name would be?
I was really hoping that you would never get this question out. You asked me like five times. So I'm just going to ask you, what would your Ninja Warrior name be? Jared?
Floppy D. All right. Now that I got that out.
Oh my God. What a soul read on Brett's part. Brett's like, I'm just going to ask you, time. Jarrett, because it sounds
but
like
Brett,
you have
what
one
would your
for
ninja
yourself.
Name be? I want to know,
Brett. What would your
My ninja
be?
Name would be Floppy D.
Any follow up
already mentioned. But what would your ninja name be?
Not present ninja.
Ooh, very
sad exact. Ninja.
Sad ninja. That's good. I like that.
I'd be a hooker ninja, I think, because I crochet.
Oh, wow. That's not where I thought that was going.
No, that's a different ninja.
I don't have one for myself, nor do I want to come up with one.
Why don't we come up with one for you?
That's great. I'll do that.
Stupid
All right, you guys
face,
think about that.
Poker, stupid face, poker.
stupid
face card, ninja.
Stupid ninja, stupid face.
Math ninja.
Math ninja. I bet there is one. Let's check.
Well, does anybody else have anything for the catch-up, or should we get to these bits?
Let's do these bits.
Trump likes to throw ketchup.
Sure does.
Ooh,
did I miss a current event?
Oh,
might
boy,
have missed
did you.
One. There was a surprise hearing.
Surprise hearing.
Surprise, surprise! For January 6th. I still question whether or not it was a surprise or if they had surprise hearing scheduled. Because it's good TV, because they're doing a really good job. But it was a good... But anyway, in the hearing, this White House staffer testified to all kinds of things, but one of which was Trump's outbursts in the dining room and that he liked to throw his dinner. and that she walked in at one point, had to help a valet clean ketchup off the walls, and that he would just like take the tablecloth and rip the dishes off onto the floor and break everything.
Well, he was trying to do that trick. He was trying to do that trick where everything would stay on the table, you know?
He's so bad at it. I just kept thinking of that Housewives episode where she flips the table. You prostitution whore! And flips the table. That's all I can think of with drama.
So the ketchup thing was pretty fun about the hearing, but my favorite part of the hearing was that
What was your favorite part of the hearing, Jarrett?
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you asked. Floppy D. Anyways. So Trump gives this big speech where he riles up the crowd. He's like, go to the Capitol, murder everybody, install me as president. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he was doing.
Yeah.
He gets into the presidential limo. It's this armored car called the Beast. And he gets in the Beast. And
that's on the list of American Ninja Warrior names.
What if it's just the limo? This is like, and the president's limo is... scaling the wall. Oh, missed the hook, though. President Limo is down.
It's in the drink. The salmon letter claims another victim.
Nothing but bubbles for the President's Limo.
Sorry.
So they're in the Beast, this big armored car, and Trump is like, take me to the Capitol so I can lead my army of psychopaths in to murder all of the government. And the Secret Service agent goes, we're not doing that. We don't have security there. It's a risk. I'm Secret Service. We don't just let you go places where you can get murdered, you know? Mm-hmm. And Trump goes, I'm the fucking president. Take me to the Capitol. And he's like, I'm really not doing that. So he reaches through the window and tries to grab the steering wheel to move the Beast to the Capitol. And when the Secret Service agent takes his arm and he grabs it away, he takes his other arm and grabs the Secret Service agent by the neck. And it's like, you take me to the fucking Capitol. He's like, Mr. President, please. Oh, boy.
Does Trump... effectively exactly what happened.
Has it been so long since Trump has driven a car that he thinks the steering wheel makes it go forward? Like, the guy could just not put his foot on the gas.
Yeah, there weren't a lot.
I could go up and down, too.
You know, I don't know if you follow the news, Brett, but Trump doesn't have a lot of, like, follow-through plans. You know, he's really a spur-of-the-moment kind of a guy.
He grabbed his throat, squirted some ketchup in his eyes.
Okay, I'll do whatever you want.
I was saving this ketchup for the wall, but I'm so mad! It's going
How
right in your face.
How much ketchup does he have on him at all times? Because
not blood anymore, it's just ketchup.
It's just all he eats is it just when they do his dinner, I'm like, oh, so probably like something fancy. Nope, just a Big Mac. That's all he has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a friend of mine once pointed out, he was like, do you ever feel like just like the worst people tend to be immortal for some reason? It's just like they're awful and they live forever and they eat like shit and they don't exercise. And it's just like there's something about being a shitty person that just,
yeah. Well, I bet you there's some merit to having less stress when you are shitty to everybody and you don't, if you're not like a considerate person. I bet you that is probably. There are some benefits for your health, I bet.
Yeah, you know, that kind of goes in line with what I was saying about Donald Trump was like the only president that didn't age while in office because he didn't stress anything that happened. He was just like, nothing, it doesn't matter, whatever.
And he's a great outlet for stress. He just throws what's ever in front of him, which I don't know if you've ever done that. Back when I used to drink a lot, it was my go-to. It is cathartic. Just clear a table. Try it now. So good.
How many times did you clear a table when you were drunk, Kristen Key?
A few.
A regular?
Few.
Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
It's the reason I quit drinking. It is amazing.
What was on that table?
Well, the last table that I cleared.
It had a baby on it.
And, that's
wrong. I'm sober.
Car seat. No. I love to break picture frames of other people's families.
Okay.
And then a coffee table across the living room. Mm. So everything that was on the coffee table also went with it.
Holy
so
moly.
So fun. But
when you say other people's families, I was like, so you just left the stock photo in there. Okay, that makes sense.
should we get to these bits?
We can get these bits. Unless you want to find out more about Trump, like there's a lot of news.
Oh, if you want to put a guess in of the order for today, while Jarrett tells us one more thing about Trump.
That was a bit. I didn't have one.
Okay, well then I will stall with something that I thought of earlier, Rob, when you were talking about Jarrett editing out your math. I think it's been long enough that I can reference some Anthony antics in that one of the quintessential moments.
Or as we call them, antics.
There we go. The quintessential like fractures in that relationship was an episode where he edited his own music video into it, then also titled the episode after his music video and edited the catch-up portion very, very awkwardly. Jared going, so what else is going on in the middle of nothing? And then Anthony being like, well, my new music video came out. It was like very, and skipped a bunch of us catching up.
It was actually worse than that, because I was saying what else is going on and then somebody else talked, and then he had to cut to me saying Anthony in a different
place. Some very, very vicious top cut. Yeah. And we were like, hey, we gotta talk to you about this. And
can I edit this week's episode?
Absolutely.
A lot of Ninja Warrior in this week's episode.
I just dropped a new TikTok video. Jared, could you just say, and what's new in the world of TikTok, Kristen?
It's just their stupid faces.
It's just you narrating our voices over us talking. It's like just a dub the whole time. Blah, blah, blah. I have a joke. Blah, blah,
stupid blah, face. Blah, stupid face. Kristen, you look amazing. What are you doing?
I'm Jared. This is how Trump drives. My stupid face. Yeah, I don't even need you guys next time. 103rd episode is just going to be six of me.
It's Kristen Key for our 103. All right.
We got some guesses. We got BJ, RK.
No winners this week, unfortunately. Our order this week is Brett, Rob, Kristen, Jarrett.
Turtle power.
The guest always goes third.
Come on, guys.
I don't know where I put that joke. Hold on one second here.
Did you check up your butt?
No.
Excellent joke, Jared. That was okay. an excellent joke.
Got it.
Thank you, Kristen.
All right, so little preamble. As you probably know, and I've mentioned, Leedy and I broke up, and you should know before this joke that I was the dump E. Keep that in mind. Getting my heart broken by somebody in Generation Z is like getting fired by my cat. I'm just like, why would I even give you the power to do this?
He's the dumpy, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, I'm the dumpy.
Just so everyone knows. I love it. I like it's funny. The cat part made me laugh, but for some reason your explanation confused me more than the setup did, if that makes any sense.
I'm not seeing the connective tissue between those two things.
You shouldn't put a cat in charge of your employment the same way I, a 36-year-old man, should not put all of my investment in emotional, you know, stability in somebody who is so young and still developing.
If there's another way that you can phrase that besides Gen Z, because when I hear that, I think about all of the generation stereotypes that people talk about, like when they're like, millennials are like this and Gen Z is like this. That's what I thought I was missing. I was like, what about Gen Z?
I'll just say a 20-year-old.
Yeah. If you just said a 20-year-old, then caprice and whimsy does come to mind more if you're like, So
those are two of my favorite strippers. Same joke. Different roads. Same joke. Different roads.
You guys don't know words.
But we know
pretty common.
But the analogy is hilarious.
I'll look up the official definition.
And what was the cat's in charge of your company? Is that right?
Getting your heart broken by a 20-year-old is like getting fired by your cat. Just like, why would I even give you the power to do this?
Capricious is given to sudden, unaccountable changes of mood or behavior.
Oh, you said capricious. I thought you said caprice.
I thought you said Capri Suns, because we're talking about young girls. Yeah.
The way that you can be whimsical, but being whimsical means having the quality of whimsy.
Whimsy is playfully quaint or fanciful behavior or humor. When you put them together, you know, you can think of someone who might just be like a little bit flitty and, you know, that, you know, you can't kind of hold them down because they're not sure what they're, what their state of mind is at any given moment.
There actually used to be a nightclub in Queens at my old stop called Caprice. And my joke was whoever I was hanging out with, I would be like, we should go there. Nah, maybe. I don't know.
I love it. And of course, we're not talking about our lovely artist, Leedy Corbin, just generic 20-year-olds.
If it's a cat.
I'm talking about, and Jared's talking about.
And me too. That's a hypothetical.
I'm trying to put the cat references. It's like getting fired by a cat. And honestly, I should have been surprised that the cat paid attention to me at all. Because they might fire you, but
I don't even know how the cat got the paperwork together for HR.
Right.
Yeah. No, thought he'd just sit on top of it at best. Maybe there's a different example, but I guess it's like some living creature that you probably shouldn't put in charge of your well-being in some way.
The cat didn't lose me.
I like the cat.
Yeah, a cat does to some degree embody, hey, oh, this is great. I love this thing. And then it walks away. You're like, oh, well, whatever. Nah, man.
And she didn't just, she didn't really break up with me. She just went out one night and she never came back. So.
She's with another family now.
Now who's going to poop in my box of sand?
I have another joke here. One time I got in an argument with this lady and she yelled, your hairline is receding. And I was like, oh yeah, well, it's here now. Who? Why are we talking about the future, lady? Okay, your biological clock is ticking. You got receding ovaries. What is that? What kind of insult is that?
You're right. You haven't been sexist for a while. It's good to have you back, buddy. Receding ovaries.
I'd like to return this, Brett. He's sexist again.
I'm not sexist. That's and she hairlines recede. Mm-hmm. Women's ovaries recede.
He's right.
I don't know what they do recede.
That's the wrong word, but the analogy is something. Yeah.
I like the idea of you don't
know.
Can we
know put a cat in this joke, too? I thought it really helped.
Really my strong
one.
Suit. I like the idea that, like, we know where your hair is right now, but you can't know that it's receding. Like, you don't know what direction my hair is going in. I might be,
that
you
is
know,
pretty funny.
My like, hairline
actually,
might be all
I was,
forward.
I was bald a month ago. This is new. Check in with me in September, bitch.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have hair down to my nose.
Yes, I like the idea. Yeah, what tickled me most is you're right. You don't know that. It is funny. You're just taking a static image. It's like, I know. Kristen was probably going to say this, but it's like the Heisenberg uncertainty principle where, you know, you
Thank
can't
you.
Know, you can't know a particle's momentum and physical position at the same time. The more you know about its physical position, the less you know about its velocity / momentum. The more you know about its momentum, the less you know about its position. So when I take a look, snapshot of your hair, I know exactly where it is, but I have no idea where it's going. How does she think she knows where it's going? That doesn't make
any
sense.
But it's not even that she doesn't know, because obviously we know the trajectory of a receding hairline. But to insult somebody on the future is so weird.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
You're going into the future. Like, well, we have receding lifelines. You gotta insult me now.
When you said
that's funny. I like that you gotta insult
when
me
when she
now.
Said you've got a receding hairline. You said it's here now. I just expected you to be like, not like my dad. My dad receded. My hair might come back, but I don't know if your dad left.
No,
he didn't.
That's unfortunate person. For this joke.
It's a good pitch for
Anthony. Parent that
that's,
stayed.
A, that's an Anthony pitch. Are there other things that are degenerate?
I was
gonna say
Copernicus's number equation thing. Heisenbogel's theory of mathematics.
Blobby B.
I think your hair looks great too, and you are worthy of love.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that to me?
Yeah. Sure.
whoever needs to hear it right now.
All right. Thank you.
Chris is like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but.
Oh, just follow up question. Did you get to keep the cat?
Get to.
I
get
got to. To.
Get
I got
to is an cat. Interesting phrasing.
I got to.
Oh, you had to.
I did. I was not the one who pushed to get the cats, but I now am responsible for them.
What happens when you work for a cat?
You know what we need around here? More cats. I'm the boss. I gave you a job. Are you going to get 2 more cats? Oh, boss.
I'm out of here.
What?
Can we edit all of me out of this episode?
Well, this, right. I mean, it's all stuff, though, that I think everybody can relate to. We've all been there. We've all, Yeah.
And it's, no, I'm not. I don't. I'm fine. I mean, I'm fine with it being the episode. I'm not fine.
I do want to hear more material about the this unplanned cat. Because it's so frustrating that it's funny.
I definitely was not wanting to get them because of the restrictions that having them is. And mm-hmm. they're not special needs, but they are definitely like standoffish. and I have bonded with them, and it would seem really, really fucked up to rehome them.
Rehome is a great phrase for get rid of cats.
Rehome.
That is a really
rehome is good.
That's some excellent branding. I see some cats, some fucking stray cats on the side of the road. I'm like, that's a good rehoming.
You live here now.
I just recently rehomed. I just recently rehomed some cats into a bag that I threw in the river.
Oh! We've got our extremes here. There's things that I can justify and things I can't. When we were growing up, I always liked to get cats, and I would do to my dad what your ex did to you, which is like, I'm going to get a cat. I'm moving out. And my dad would eventually pay me to do whatever to get rid of the cat. He didn't care where it went. And so I was like, oh, I need money so bad. So like I took one to like the shelter, and I still feel guilty about it to this day. Have you ever thought about just like paying a neighborhood kid to just like, like, no, it didn't have to be that, but it could just be like, you know, take, you know, have
I
it.
I think if,
or, yeah,
if
wait, hold on a second. That. Hold on a second, Brett. Have you ever thought about a neighborhood kid and paying him to like be like, that cat over there, take it.
Yeah, yeah. That one.
Take that cat.
I'm good.
Even if the cat recedes away from you.
Nah.
Just...
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, that sex worker is really nosy, Rob.
She looking for a cash game?
She came in with a nail hanging out of her pussy. You're like, no.
Well, they missed that.
Are you sure? I got to do it quick.
You just walked into the room. There was a pistachio shell in there. That's what the problem was. I just saw a guy. There's a pistachio shell in there. Let's give it another try. Let's give it another go.
I got to stop coming on the show. It's on my bucket list. Stop doing this show.
Come back for episode 102.
Oh, my God. We really did wear our welcome. Last week, Kristen was so happy to be here. Now I feel like
I wish somebody had warned us about this.
I feel like if you ask again and I'm home, I'm going to be like, yes, I will be there.
Well, thanks for the therapy.
You are welcome.
I can't wait to see how, as the weeks come, that I'm still on the show and I'm here every time, your material changes, you know?
I'm just like, all right, next up, Brett. I'm like, and she did take her stuff.
Brett Druck, everybody.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Next up, we got Rob Ryan.
Rob Ryan.
Okay. It's not even a joke. It's just a thought that I had about the term dead name for trans people's name that they were called. I'm going to call you, of course, by the name that you want me to call you by. But dead name is just a little dramatic. That's all. That's it. My whole thought is a little dramatic on the, you know, like people change their names a lot. I don't think I'll call you P. Diddy, but I'm not going to call Puff Daddy's not your dead name. That's not like, oh, that name's dead to me. That's it. It's just I noticed that is a very dramatic way to say, oh, I don't go by that anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like if somebody says, oh, my dead name was Peter, you're just like, oh, my God. Like that's part of your brain is just like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, my dead name, it had a real problem with drinking and driving. And so, you know, now it's dead.
Like when people say that thing is dead to me, like that is you're always like, oh, Jesus, okay, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it just seems like a strong, strong thing. That was just an observation I had. And
That would have been really great for the season finale of Kenobi, where he's like, Anakin, and he's like, Anakin's my dead name. All right. Yeah, I'm with you on this, and I don't know what the angle is, though. I'm trying to think of, like, if somebody calls you what your dead name is, like, does that mean that they're, like, zombieing you?
Where do you go from here? Because, like, I mean, you can't, but talk about how a lot of pride terms are a bit dramatic. You know?
I can't? Ooh,
maybe you can. You can do anything.
No, but I want to hear this because I don't have other examples.
Chrissy Keys writing the protest sign. No, you can say it, Rob. No,
yeah,
you can say it.
See what happens. Hi, Tina. The only sign I had nearby. Well, like rainbow wash, I thought was, but I didn't think it was dramatic. I thought it was like, that sounds really nice. I want everything to be washed in a rainbow. But
what's a rainbow wash?
Rainbow wash is when corporations change their logo to pride colors or have pride flags up, but they still give money to anti-gay
politicians and causes.
I like that. That's a great phrase. It's a great term.
Yes, but rainbow wash, I'm like, what they're doing is actually bad, but like rainbow wash sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm imagining like a Homer Simpson style fantasy where it's like a rainbow car wash where they're just like showering rainbows on cars and the cars are all like great colors afterwards.
All right, I got a Roe v. Wade one as long as we're in the waters here. I think women, the funny cool thing about women for me. Women to me are so compassionate people. Truly, like they instantly attach themselves to people, to things, even inanimate objects. It was like little teddy, like they just will not hurt like a caterpillar. And what I love about women too is that I'm like, would you ever kill your own baby? They're like, yes, that's my right to do that. I would fucking destroy that thing. I'll do it as many times as I want to, by the way. And I'm like, oh, well, Jesus. Okay, great. That's wow. Like, any reason? Yeah, if I fucking can't afford it, fucking dead. Like, I'm not doing that. If I don't like the guy, gone. I'm just like, cool. Wow. Yes, I support your right to do that. Something along
those
lines.
Or how about this? Because I want to.
because all right. I'm fucking 22. Because
I don't know.
Whatever.
It's a Tuesday. Who gives a fuck? My right.
And I'm like, you are correct. That is good. I like this.
I think that fits in really well with that other joke that you have about men commit way more murders, unless you count abortion, in which case it's 50-50.
I forgot about that. You know? That's solid. Great I think I did that like twice on stage. Oh, I love the crowd. I love the way they didn't realize.
Especially Steve's crowd.
Well, you got to get to the hunting part. That was the best part.
What was the hunting part?
The hunting part was like, I apologize. As I started the sentence, I realized there's no way for me to finish the sentence without making it seem like I'm sucking my own dick. So I apologize.
Was this your addition?
This was my addition. The hunting part was people were saying, oh, maybe you could tie in something about hunting. Like, that's the reason why men hunt so much is because they have that instinct that I want to kill something instinct. And then I said, oh, maybe women would hunt too if they could kill deer fetuses instead of just killing the entire deer.
Oh my God. Yes, I could have a whole abortion bit now. And now it's relevant. So, you know.
People are going to love it.
That's what it was missing.
In the South.
Just anything about abortion where I'm bored with these days.
This is great. There's like 20 states. This is going to crush.
I love about the joke, though, that women are so open-minded. We love each other. We love people. We love inanimate objects like strawberry glitter lip gloss. Oh my God, I love it. I want to marry it. Fucking kill it.
If you're okay with it, Kristen, I'm curious your thoughts more than fucking Jarrett's over here.
Well, I'm a comedian, and I'm like, to me, it was dead name on.
Because there's people who are just like, it's not a baby, whatever, it's a this. And I'm always like,
That was my only issue with it is when you call it a baby, because my biggest problem with people, and they're just like, that's killing babies. I'm like, for a baby to be a baby, it has to have been born. Mm-hmm. You don't abort a baby. You murder a baby. You abort a fetus.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah, it's true.
I mean, saying fetus, I think, would maybe help.
Maybe, yeah, because I do have to get over that hump, because I don't want to, like, unnecessarily stoke the audience kind of thing, even though I've always kind of taken the approach, personally, of being like, hey, we're killing the thing that was going to be a baby. Like, I'm over that. I care more about women's right to choose than I care about killing babies. Sure. I don't even like getting caught up in the terminology, because then we get into this argument of like, but when is it a thing, and heartbeat this and viability that. I'm like, I don't care about any of that. I totally support a woman's right to choose, regardless of what scientific thing. I'm like, scientifically, I would say that conception is a pretty good, it's the best demarcation, it's the best line in this. I'm like, yeah, even with that knowledge, I'm like, I'm still totally in favor of, as long as it's inside of you and it's part of you and needs you to survive, then you can go ahead and abort it. Those are my personal thoughts on it. And those personal thoughts, sorry, go ahead, Brett.
I asked Kristen, was that a fetus vacuum in the back?
Well, I had a whim, so I'm just having it cleaned out just in case, while they're still legal.
You need abortion? No, I'm good. Thank you. No, you sure? I do quick. I vacuum. No. I'm okay. Thank you. I'm good. Maybe tomorrow? We do services tomorrow?
The landscapers knew it was my time to try a joke. So they're going to...
Those are my two jokes. Thank you, guys.
Great job, Rob. Right?
You made me feel good about them. Stupid jokes.
No, Rob,
never.
Down on myself.
There's no bad ideas in a joke writing session.
In a brainstorm. Yeah.
That's right. You all have stupid faces and good jokes.
Before we get to our guests, just want to remind everybody to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ITAPod. A lot of excellent tiers, like the Rob Ryan Detritus tier, our most popular.
Granular, dry.
All of the stuff that I edit out that Rob has said.
Somebody wrote Doe v. Wade.
Aborting
reference to the
deer fetuses.
Oh, Doe v. Wade.
Yeah. Join for as little as $1 a month.
Crazy Rhino Lady.
Check out. We got some great exclusive episodes that you can only see if you are a patron. Patreon.com/ITAPod. Next up, we got Kristen Key.
Hi, guys. My name's Kristen Key. This is my stupid face. Okay, so I watch the news like every day, and it's usually boring, so boring. When I was a kid, though, my brother would turn down the TV, and he would say, "This just in," and then fart. Really loudly. So I watch the news every day, just waiting and hoping that Rachel Maddow will say, breaking news. And it doesn't even have to be Rachel. It could be anybody. I mean, you know, it happens and they're like, oh, that's why we call him Anderson Pooper. Now back to that bridge collapse. 13 dead. So that's my joke this week.
I love it.
I love it. I think I need an extra step of like, anytime somebody turns down the volume, then you're expecting it. Like, then it's more Pavlovian. Or just like, that's the only, like, the only way you can actually pay attention to the news is if you're expecting that. I just need a little bit more as to, for me to get on board with, like, why you're expecting this or waiting for it.
He did so many times that now whenever I hear breaking news, I'm expecting, like,
there we go.
Maybe he didn't turn down the TV, which actually he did turn down the TV. That's why I made it true. But what if for the purpose of the joke, he would just run in the room and scream, breaking news.
You know what's really funny is if you are trained in that way where you hear breaking news and you're expecting a fart coming, but then the breaking news is just like really tragic news and you're just sitting there like...
am I supposed to?
Is there a news story that is real that could... be misconstrued as potentially being a fart? That I wonder, like, whether it's a really bad, like, disastrous gas leak. So you do everything, and then maybe there's, like, some catharsis at the end. You're like, then one day, there was a news story about a horrible gas leak. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is it's finally happening.
Only instead of my brother's butt, it was the city of Chicago. Ooh, a human interest story about Dutch ovens.
We're here in a small town in Denmark. We're not Denmark.
I also don't know. Rob, I was also trying to put that together.
The Netherlands? What if it's the Netherlands?
The Netherlands, yeah.
When you think of the Netherlands, what do you think of? Wooden shoes? Windmills?
These two brothers. There was the Green New Deal cow farts thing that Republicans got on. Mm-hmm. A lot of cow farts.
What if you turn on the, you know, like now I turn on the news and I hear breaking news, something super tragic, and you're like, I miss my brother.
Yeah, like what tickles me, and I don't know if an audience is going to enjoy this, is that you cannot not think of that. I keep on going back to that, where every time you hear the words breaking news, you just hear, you're right back there. You hear that fart every time. And so what tickles you is that usually when there is breaking news, it is something dire or important or sad. And so you always just imagine every time you hear breaking news, you just hear, there's just something cute to that I enjoy.
So maybe it's more of a wish for me instead of the connect the dots. It's just a wish. This is my brother, and not mention the news. Like, my brother used to just run in the room and straight, which it was during the TV, but he'd turn on the TV and say, breaking news, and he would fart. Mm-hmm. I watch the news all the time. I really wish the news were more like that.
I like that. I like the justification.
Because I like to picture different newscasters straight-faced doing that, especially like Andrea Mitchell or Lawrence O'Donnell.
Now I'd be curious about the different types of farts that different newscasters might deliver. Like, what would an Anderson Cooper fart sound like versus a Rachel Maddow fart? Because there's different types of farts. And it would be great if the fart were able to kind of match the personality of the person. I love his farts. Very straight to the point. Like, yeah, I don't really care for her farts. It's always meandering and always pandering to the left cheek. It's just, there's...
Hannity's are just loud. They don't really do anything.
You're like, all right. I can't have this noise on in the background the whole time.
Chris Cuomo's is like, far, my brother's innocent.
Okay, I think this has been really good. I don't think I'll ever try that joke on stage.
I think you should. I think there's meat on the bone.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Anything else for Kristen Key, everybody?
Yeah, great. So I was going to say, I like other lead-in phrases, too. So not just breaking news, but also this just in. And
here are today's top stories.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Every time, there's always some kind of fart.
And now blank with the weather.
Can anyone queef? Is that a possibility?
I don't know that I can say it without breaking the whole joke. It's one of my. It's the only trigger word I have. I can say moist. I can say everything, that one gets me.
Makes you giggle too much.
It just derails everything in my life for a moment.
I'm sorry.
The same thing as like picturing Rachel Maddow farting. Like when you say that, it's like you don't just picture whoever the joke's about. You picture any time you've ever heard or seen that. It's just like my life flashes before my eyes and queefs.
When someone's big butt farts.
What about coral reef? Does that start to trigger?
Coral reef is.
I gotta take the train out to Queens. Ooh, it's close.
I'm gonna need another gin.
All right. Well, bat and cleanup. We got Jared Bernstein.
All right. All right, Jared Bernstein.
Do not expect that we will talk about this joke for very long. So buckle up, everybody. There are all these milestones when you are growing up, being old enough to drive, to vote, to drink, to rent a car. I believe that I have reached a new aging milestone recently. I was walking down the street and I saw some kids who just looked really, really cool. Just trendy, on point, Instagram ready. Like, not expensive, but just super of the moment. And I hated them for no reason. Too young, too cool. I don't know why, but over and over in my head, I just kept on thinking to myself, I don't like this. I don't like this. Cool looking kids? Uh-uh. Not for me. No, thank you. I will have some regular looking adults, please. Thank you very much.
All right. And that was Jared Bernstein, today. Everybody. Thank you so much for watching.
Yeah, that's it.
That was a
that's
great
all.
Episode. Thanks for joining
appreciate
us.
Appreciate it. I love it. That's
as
super...
I predicted.
Why did you predict that, by the way? I'm so confused.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like there's anything there. It was something that I felt. I was walking down the street with a friend of mine. I told them. They didn't laugh, but I was like, I don't know. There's just something about this that just so feels so true to me that I like stapled on a justification, and I was like, all right, maybe this is the thing.
That is a mile. I like that. There is something real to it, and it's not quite I hate music, which is nice because that seems a little obvious. It's just more I hate, you know, the fact that they look good.
Here's another reason why I didn't have a lot of faith in it is because I find ambiguity very funny sometimes, you know, where it's like, I can't put my finger on it, but that's the thing, you know, blah blah blah. But ambiguity is not great for jokes, you know, because specificity is good for jokes. And so whatever the point of it is, I don't know why, but I hated these cool kids. To me, that was like, you know, I'm making the entire point of this joke ambiguity. And, you know, maybe that doesn't work. Is there any direction that you guys think this joke could go in that doesn't an untreaded territory?
Could it get more ambiguous? I mean, seriously, if that's what you're going for, it's like, I just didn't like them. I don't know why. I think it was their,
Yeah. There is something really fun to that.
They because were like somewhere that, between the ages of 12 and 23. I don't know. This is like, you know.
Broad, 12 and 30. Because I've actually had this where you see, it's just like, oh, these girls, but they're in their, for me, it's like they've got really, their skin's perfect and their flat stomachs or whatever. You're just like, you're going to age out of that. But I can't personify any of that. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm with Kristen. Gross. Here. There is a way to batter the audience into submission here about how the fact that you're never going to say what it is, because it is inexplicable. And if they could just get the joke, the fact that old people don't like young people, and we don't need a reason. We don't need a reason. Okay? They just, you know, and
just
like,
don't like them.
Yeah.
Don't like them.
But you never have a good reason. They're like, it's a funny thing to commit to. Mm-hmm. And just the way they, you know, all right, I don't know. And their food, like, and they're always,
just, and then what, you know, like, I won't. And you're like, do what? Not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
That's excellent. I love that.
And then I was also thinking about, I don't know if this is funny, but like, is there a place that you could be walking by that's universally like, yes, obviously that's where younger people would be or hang out. Mm-hmm. Like, you just keep walking by that place and that's how you know. Like, one day you just walk by I don't know what the place is. It could be a nightclub or a bar, and you just go, you know, like, and that day when you do, because there is no age. Like, yeah, you can rent a car at 25, you can blah, blah, blah. There is no specific age. You just have to keep on walking by a trendy bar. And the first day you just go like, what is this? Why is this here? Why does this neighborhood have this?
No.
Could it be? I don't get it.
Could it be,
you know,
an
then
H&M?
You're like, oh.
Could it be McDonald's? Could it be
like a sports bar? Like,
yeah, maybe a sports bar or something, like, you know, just where it's just the music is just kind of pumping and it's kind of spills out into the street a little bit. And there's you know, and you're just like, what? Why? This is a neighborhood. I don't really understand. What's the purpose of this? Is this, do people like this? Is this what like people like? It's 9 p.m. I don't understand what's going on.
If it's a club, I'm worried that it would be the music. You know, that I'm worried that people would be like, old people hate young people music. And that's the thing
that's true, right?
You know,
but a cafe?
Do young people hang out at cafes?
Back that we're all trying to figure this out is the joke itself.
You know, we used to have someone who could help us out.
Oh, yeah, she could answer this question like that, you know?
Nope, she just drops off cats and leaves.
She's out playing with strings somewhere. Good for
Yarn store. That's where they go. Yarn stores. Oh, man. Check out the look, Kristen, on that hooker. Kristen, as soon as I said yarn.
What? Kristen.
The way that hooker's eyes lit up. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Breaking news.
Weave.
I'm going to try to make that joke work somehow.
Kristen, the lady
Why
of the night.
Why do I want to joke about farting newscasters so much?
I love it. I think it's great. All right. Anything else for this bit, y'all? Like I said, I just thought
of, like, Kristen eating, like, chili, and she's like, this is a developing story.
We will update you as the story develops.
Yes, this is.
No, that's what Ben would say. Ben would follow it up with further bulletins as events warrant. I don't know why. I was trying to think of a bit for the show, and I just thought of my brother doing that over and over again.
Now I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate that into, like, what Tucker Carlson does, where it's just like, I'm just asking questions, you know? Or it's just like, it almost feels funny. Like Brett's bit, like, here's something the mainstream media won't tell you, you know?
Yes.
But I'm trying to figure out a different way to phrase it so we're not just stealing from Brett.
That's all to steal from Brett.
You could steal that bit.
I love that bit.
It's great. It's very funny. But have I told you guys this story where I had a cute little 9-year-old that I was tutoring for, like, some, like, test to get into some middle school? And God, I felt so bad for him. He was always exhausted. And he was, like, almost to the point of tears when he came in. He was like, I'd be like, hey, buddy, how are you? He's like, I'm so tired. He's like, I'm just so tired. God. I was like, oh, man. I was like, hey, man, let's walk around for a little bit. We talk. And then eventually he kind of perk up and we'd do the thing. And then I just love the idea of, like, 10 years later, I'm just walking down the streets of Manhattan and I run across, well, it has to be Bobby. I'm like, oh my God, Bobby. And he's like, oh my God, Mr. Ryan. I'm like, well, you know, it's Robert now. I'm like, oh, well, of course, man. How are you doing? Like, it's like, yeah, I'm going to NYU. Things are great. I'm like, wow. He's like, you know, majoring in, I don't know, political science. And the courses are really tough. Still pretty tired. You know, they really ride me there.
I think I need some Adderall.
That's great.
On top of that,
another bit. I got
on top of that,
tag.
My girlfriend's pregnant.
Now that abortion's illegal.
I'm going to have to take it to Illinois.
Can't even get the Plan B pill.
It's unbelievable. Anyway, great.
Supreme Court, white.
Clarence Thomas.
Can't do the L's either. Can't do the L's.
You know whose fault this is Mitch McConnell. That one didn't work as well. I heard it in my brain, but it didn't come out. Oh. No, come out correctly.
Angry. All right.
We got any fun comments to catch up on? Oh, Steel Mold did it. Steel Mold did the thing I was trying to do with Tucker Carlson. And he's like, is it a fart? Is it a burp? I'm just posing a legitimate question.
I'm going to write that down.
Oh, that's super funny.
You know, if Trump had heard your brother do his thing, Trump would have been like, thank you. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Kristen, for joining us for our very special 101st episode. Mm-hmm. Now that Jared has said he doesn't want to have people back to back because it'd be too much, we would love to have you on our next episode. So
welcome to podcasting.
Oh, Kristen, tell people where to follow you.
Actually, you can follow me at kristenkey.com. I'm also running a volunteer cat rescue out of New Jersey. If anybody would like to take two cats.
That one got me.
I know how to facilitate that.
That one got me.
That was good.
Thank you for joining us. Sorry, I'm a little out of it and not totally here, everybody. You all rock. We'll see you soon.
Outro goes here. Thanks so much for watching. Check back every Monday for new episodes, or you can listen wherever you enjoy podcasts. If you want to help support the show, tell your friends how much you like Is This Anything? Or get involved. Like an episode, share, comment, subscribe. If you want more Is This Anything, you got to join our Patreon at patreon.com/ITAPod. We have a ton of awesome exclusive content on there, and you can join for as little as $1 a month. Check out the links in the description, and hopefully we'll see you next week.